Last night we were talking about numbers, you know. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, we all knew how to count to 10, and then we knew how to go up to 20. When we got up to 20, we said, Gotwaptek, we said 20. But now how do we say 100? See, because when we get up to 100, you have to go back to Gotnishwai again when you get to...
Gotwak?
Yeah, Gotwak is 100. Then you have to go to that...
Nishwak.
And like that all the way up to 1,000. But I couldn't think of how you say 1,000, do you?
Gotwaptek, isn't it?
No, that's a... Maybe. That's 20. Waptek is 20.
Good walk.
Maybe they didn't go to 1,000.
Gotosuk.
It is 1,000.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Gotosuk is 1,000 minakota. You have to say 1,000.
Yeah, I have to then go back over there.
Gotosuk is 1,000. But anyway, we won't get on that because Indians didn't go hardly more than that,
did they? No.
They mostly just stayed within, at least within 100, I imagine, in their count, you know, even in dollars. A lot of them, they didn't know how much money they had, you know. They couldn't count it, they'd just say, jash, you know.
Jash, kachi.
Jash, that's...
Jash means lots of...
Jash. Kaji,
Kaji.
A lot of them, you'd ask them how much money you got, and they really wouldn't know, you know. They wouldn't know. They'd just say, Jash, much, you know. Jash, just a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kaji. They wouldn't tell you the amount, or maybe they didn't know the amount, you know.
They did, yes.
They did. They tell by the pile.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason. That's a pile of money. Now, like I was taking that dollar bill and that 25-cent piece. That's where they count that.
Oh yeah.
I told you about that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that dollar bill is goat one. That means one goat. Muck is a beaver. A quay is a hide. One beaver hide is $1. Goat muck quay. One is goat, muck is beaver, and a quay is its hide. Now that's one beaver hide, that $1 bill. Now you take a quarter, 25-cent piece. Goat is one again. Now aspen is a coon. It takes four coons to make an equal value of the
muck.
Beaver. Takes four coons hides to equal price of the one beaver hide. That's the reason why they call it goat muckway. Now it goes on and on.
Let's go to a penny.
Yeah. Now that's what they call that. That penny ain't very much. It's a one metal piece. It's got one squapco, means a
copper.
Yeah, copper. One piece of copper. Uh-huh. So it's not as valuable as a. Takes a. As you go, how would you say 25?
25?
Yeah. Now you could use that 25 squapco.
Mm-hmm.
Makes one goat aspen, one coon hide. Not to go beyond that dollar, go up to dollar, it's going to take 100 them
squapkoyuk,
yeah. To make that be five, it takes 100 pennies to make a dollar.
Okay, let's go to a dime. Didn't they call a dime a paisas?
That's nickel.
Oh, nickel, paisas. What about a dime?
Was well,
Was that 10 pennies? Or, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Nishpaises.
Yeah, Nishpaises.
Yeah, Paises is a nickel.
Paises. Now that dime, they didn't have...
No, it's a niche. It's a niche price.
Yeah, now dime would be... Now, that's an English word, that what they call 10 cents, so they call it 10 cents. See, so that's just what they... See, that's not no part, that's not no Indian way of cutting it. At the time they made the money.
Maybe they didn't have dime that time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
But anyhow, that 10 cents come in there, you know, one-tenth of a dollar.
So we got all our money pretty good then. And we could we know about penny, nickel, dime, quarter, half a dollar, and a dollar, and the numbers. See, we got all that then. Let's go back to what we were talking about yesterday on the dishes.
Oh.
Let's go.